We are sitting backstage with Thomas and Aaron from Ghost Hand Observatory. How you doing, guys? That was one of the best sets I've seen in a long time.
Thanks a lot.
You guys start off with three people, right?
I think Ghostland, the first official Ghostland show was just two people. Okay. We were in other bands before, but...
How did you guys get together? What was your meeting?
We just met in the bands previously that we did. He answered an ad in the paper, and we hit it off, and the other guys went and took a break for a while, and me and him just kept going at it.
Nice.
Found what nice. We love to do together. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys from Austin, correct?
Yes.
And they're saying it's the live music capital of the world. Is Austin really that strong of a live music scene?
When we tour other cities, you can kind of tell, like, in Austin, you can go out almost every night and see any kind of genre of music you
right.
want to at almost 100 different clubs. And, like,
really?
Most cities don't have that, you know? Like, if you want to see blues, you can see blues. You want to see rock, indie rock, punk rock, electronic, DJ shit, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can go see it in Austin almost any night of the week.
You guys definitely have an interesting combination of styles. First of all, what's with the cape? I gotta know what the cape is, man.
My wife made it for me, so I wear it. You know, I sport it.
I was looking for what stage you guys were playing on. So I saw the cape. I was like, oh, there they are.
Yeah.
What did you guys grow up on? What were you really listening to? Because it sounds like you go from a little bit from the dance genre, and then you go from rock, then you have a little rap. Just a combination of so many different styles. Aaron, what's your take on this?
I mean, I grew up listening to, you know, my dad had a lot of like 60s, 70s rock, like Jimi Hendrix,
yeah.
Zeppelin. Grew up listening to them, and then I got in the 80s, and my mom, you know, she had like Huey Lewis in the News, Prince, you know, all the good stuff. And then, you know, in the 90s, I got into gangster rap.
There you know. Go. NWA?
Snoop Dogg, NWA,
Easy
Onyx.
Yeah, there you
Easy
go.
All them.
What happened to Onyx anyway?
I don't know, dude. I think Sticky Fingers got into acting for a while, so I don't know.
Oh, man.
But then I moved to Austin, and Thomas introduced me to electronic music.
Yeah.
Know? So, yeah.
It's just the blend
yeah,
happened right
yeah,
there.
Beautiful blend, you know? So.
Did you listen to a lot of James Brown?
Oh, a lot. Yeah, I love James Brown. I love James Brown.
I know, you know, everyone says it. They draw your dancing style.
Oh, that's
to
that
James Brown.
Compliment, man. I love
it. Is. Baby. It's
yeah, no.
It's a big shoes to fill, but
oh, man,
tell you
no,
what, you
yeah.
never stop.
Yeah,
you never stop.
I'm trying.
I could tell through this set, people were getting into it more and more. You guys know, everything was just starting to build up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed the crowd, but the hands started going up, and by the end, everyone's just rocking out.
Yeah,
oh, it was great. You guys basically just leave it out all on stage, just balls out.
Yeah, yeah, we really try. I mean, like I said, I mean, man, Thomas, I'm the wizard over here, dude. He just throws down all that, just everything crazy on top, and it's just, like like we've said before, it's like he just allows me to get crazy on top of that, but like he's pushing me, man, with all those sounds. I mean,
just feeding off each other.
Yeah, it's just real feeding
yeah.
back and forth. I mean, it's just not talking, it's feeling between both
yeah.
of us, you know? So.
What do you feel about the musicians that are doing that little shortcut of using laptops and all that in their music?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess people do whatever they're comfortable with. Maybe, you know, they started out with a laptop and using virtual synths and things like that, and that's just how they do it. I mean, I don't hate on him for doing that. I just prefer, like, having a synthesizer and, like, really getting inside of a synthesizer and learning it inside and out. And it's the harder way to do it, you know. But, like, I think, you know, that's just what I feel comfortable doing, and I like it. I enjoy it a lot.
Did you grow up more with the rock style? Because you're playing drums and you're doing the synths, doing it together, just meshing the two. Did you grow up more in rock, or did you grow up more in the dance styles?
Well, I guess when I really started getting into music, I really fell in love with electronic music. That's where my heart is. But I had played drums when I was younger. I used my knowledge of playing the drums and creating beats, but I never thought that I would have to play drums again. And it just so happened that, like, I got the opportunity and we just roll with it, you know?
Does it feel natural, though? I mean, if you were doing the drums and you were doing the beats, was the going back and forth, working with the synths and the drums, was it natural, or how'd that work in?
Yeah, I think so. It feels good, you know, to be able to do both, you know?
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, like I said, we're going to see you guys at Big Goose. The rest of my crew's coming tonight. What should they expect when they see you guys for the first time? How would you describe your set?
You just have to be there to witness it. I would say go in expecting nothing and then just be the judge for yourself and see how you feel when you leave, you know? Hopefully you'll really, really love it or you'll really hate it, you know? Like, there will be no in-between. Like, oh, it was okay, none of that, you know? It's
yeah.
like you're either really into it or you're not, you know?
Aaron, your dancing is obviously very, very sexual.
Yeah.
You don't doubt that, right?
No,
not whatsoever.
It's a very powerful energy, you know?
Oh, yeah. So what's the craziest thing a girl has done to try to get in your pants after a set like that?
Well, I mean, I really, honestly, I haven't had to really deal with that because I don't really put myself in situations to deal with it, you know? A lot of times people try to get on stage and, you know, dance with me and stuff. But the thing is like, that's cool, but I'm like in my own world, you know? I mean, I definitely do it for the people and I like entertaining, you know, up there. And it's wonderful that they get inspired to get down with me and everything. A lot of it's a lot of personal release, you know? It's a lot of personal energy getting out, flowing out of me. So I really haven't had anything crazy, you know, or anything like that. I think a lot of my fans know that. A lot of our fans know that, you know? They respect it, and it's the same thing. You know, I don't expect anything from them after the show.
However, you should have heard those comments from those girls that were standing next to me. Oh, shit. You would have been like, yeah, no, point to them. Yeah, exactly. They were getting dirty nasty. That's right. You guys are very independent.
We don't have a manager. We hired a publicist just for, you know, a short period of time to help promote the upcoming festival season, the new record that's coming out, and just like to help the press related things kind of go our way as opposed to just, you know, random things happening, have a little bit more control of that. But yeah, we're very independent. I mean, we don't answer to anyone. We agree on things and that's what we do and we just stick to that, you know? And we really don't do very many press related issues either, you know?
Oh, so, well, thanks for,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, appreciate that.
Yeah. So, we stay under the radar. We basically leave the people to decide whether they like our performances or like our albums and that's that, you know? We just let them figure it out for themselves, you know?
Definitely see a trend in music today. They want control of their catalog. I spoke to Ziggy Marley at Bonnaroo and he went independent now. He was saying how he just wants control of his things. Slightly Stupid, who I just spoke to, also said the same thing. So what do you guys think about the trend of music? Is it people taking the power back from the labels? Why is the trend like that?
I don't know. There's some bands that are very comfortable being on a label and they enjoy that lifestyle and the perks that come along with it. And, you know, having tour support and having a marketing team and publicists and everything like that. And then there's other people that they just really want to do things their own way. And I think if you really want to do your own thing bad enough, you'll find a way to make it happen, you know? And I think that's what a lot of bands are doing.
So you have a new album coming out soon?
Yes. We're finished writing. Now we got to get in the studio the end of August, early September, and then bang it.
Yeah, man. If you guys could collaborate with anybody, Aaron, who would you collaborate with? Anybody. Doesn't have to be dance-related. Anybody. Playing your finger, probably like, I don't know.
I really don't know. I mean, because I don't know. It wouldn't be the same, you know? I mean,
yeah.
The thing is, I think Thomas and I really enjoy the kinship we have with our music, you
That's
know?
A good
and
thing.
Like, to add another person in the room or someone else in the collaboration, I don't know if we'd function the same. I don't know if it breaks up the connection.
You think it would water it down?
I think it would water it down. I don't know. I don't think... I don't know, certain circuits run a certain way and Thomas and I have to be alone and in silence. And if anybody's added in there, it doesn't work the same.
Yeah.
It doesn't, yeah.
So when you guys are doing your writing sessions, is it just like you're on stage, just guys just start rocking out?
It's a lot of silence and then a lot of sound.
A lot of rocking?
Yeah.
You guys definitely have a real big sound for just two guys. I thought you guys were gonna blow out the PA system. Do you hear the popping at one point? Yeah. I heard it's like, oh shit, there goes the set. Because you guys did blew out a set. Where was it?
Sasquatch.
That's right.
We blew out the entire power in the whole freaking festival.
No like, shit.
Yeah.
That
wasn't too fun though. Like when it happened, we were like, oh, that's not good. You can't even talk in a microphone. You can nothing.
Did they get it back going?
Yeah, but it took a while. And it was just like, at first, like, it's cool. Like, oh yeah, they blew out the power, but then you can't crank it back up. You know, you got to wait.
Yeah.
Then they get it, you know, the power running again, and then you got to start over. Like try to get back to where you were, but I mean the crowd seemed to respond really well to it, so it ended up working out.
That's cool. So you guys gonna be around for Daft Punk tonight?
Man, we have to play another show tonight, so we gotta go sound
check. Oh, where is that, by the way?
Shubas. So we gotta go sound check right now.
Maybe just show up for that one.
Yeah.
Figure out where in the hell it is. But first, you know.
Yeah. If we can't make it, we'll try. But man, we drove all night to get here, and like.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
If you're going to be there, you should be on stage as a dancer for Daft Punk, and then suddenly you show up on stage, people are like, what the fuck is going on here?
They would probably blow me up.
Can you imagine?
With their electronic stuff, so that... And that's the same thing, you know? They would... Yeah, I don't know what would happen.
You might just have to show up just for like a couple minutes and then head out. Guys, thank you very, very much. Can't wait to see you guys at Big Goose.
And thank you.
Yeah, maybe we'll see you guys tonight.
Okay, sweet deal, man.
All right, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.